Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's National Postworker Day, so in honor of them, I'm really going to deliver some mail today. Yeah. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Thursday, July 1st, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, I guess the first thing to know, which I think I just made pretty darn obvious, is it's July. Yeah. And, you know, you're going to see all the news anchors, I'm sure, today saying, how did we get here? It's already July. I know I do that every month as well, but I always think it's entertaining when the news crew always does that. I feel like the morning news team on most local stations, so predictable, as are the afternoon and evening. They'll thank each other for the weather and they'll always say, how did July get here so fast? Or how did August get here? Or whatever it is, it's the same story. I think they're going off the same script all the time. I somewhat do that. I mean, I'm going off the same events and national days, trying to make them different each year. And guess what? Yeah, coming up on a 1 year, I'm 45 days away from that now, which is so exciting. So hang in there. Subscribe. Let's see what happens on August 15th. Let's see if I just rerun last year's show. I'm not going to do that to you because then it would have been 2020 again. And it might cause some weird time thing that would, like, you know, put us into a black hole and back to last year. We don't want to do that. So don't worry. I'm not going to rerun from last year. Maybe this year I'll rerun, or, you know, these, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We're 45 days away. All right. Let's not talk about me. Let's talk about the national and international and all these other celebrations that are going on today, like up in Canada. Yeah, there's going to be celebrating today. Well, possibly. Yeah, it's Canada Day. And basically, they made this a holiday because it's the anniversary of the day that, Canada became a country. Yeah, it's been about 154 years now. And there you go. They're a country on this day. In 1980, they got a national anthem. Oh, Canada officially became the national anthem of Canada. I'm not sure I say that right. Is it Oh, Canada? Or is it, oh, Canada? I don't know. I don't listen to the song very often. So there you go. I'm not really sure how that goes. There's actually, the reason why I say they may not be celebrating this year, the discoveries on the grounds of former residential schools of, essentially bodies have shifted the national mood. And there might be kind of a lighter Canada Day this year because people aren't really wanting to celebrate that this year. All right, let's talk about this one. International Joke Day. That's today. And guess what? I'm not going to make a joke here. I'm just going to tell you, it is truly International Joke Day today. And, the thing is, it's been a really bad last, 18 months or so for joke writers, because really nobody could walk into a bar. Okay, I said I wasn't going to do a joke and then I did a joke. Yeah, well, and it's tough. It's tough because they can't work out their jokes in comedy clubs. They can't do any of that. Now, I actually did do stand-up comedy and I won a stand-up comedy competition. And this is not a joke. I actually did. I didn't come in first though. I came in second. There were only two competitors. No, there was more competitors. I did come in second and I was excited and then I was frightened to do it again. So instead, I tell jokes to you in a small room in my house and there you go. I wish that was a joke. I do plan to do it at some point again. This is a little warm up for me. So maybe hopefully someday I'll be sitting there on stage somewhere. That'll be fun. All right. It's also National Postal Worker Day. And this is a day you got to celebrate or else they're going to go postal. I'm sure they hate that joke. I apologize for that. The only reason why I did it was because it's International Joke Day. Here's the thing. Postal workers, they're there. You know, snow, rain, hot, gloom of night, sleet, intoxication, whatever it is, they are there to deliver your mail every day. Here's the thing. They walk 4 to 8 miles carrying a load of your stuff every day. Packages, letters, all that stuff that you're buying on Amazon Prime Day a couple weeks ago. Yeah, that's in there. And they're having to carry that around. We do have our regular postal person is awesome. We on occasion, we'll get a replacement person who actually just drives from house to house, like gets out of the car, drops off mail, goes back in the car, goes to the next house, drops off mail. It just goes that way. So I don't think they're quite walking 4 to 8 miles, maybe just back and forth to the car. I don't know. Anyway, also National U.S. Postage Stamp Day today because the first U.S. postage stamp was issued on this day in 1847. Another thing for the post office that I got to bring up is in 1963 on this day, the post office instituted the zip code. And what does zip stand for? I've always wondered. I've never, this one was shocking to me. Zoning Improvement Plan. There you go. That's what it stands for. It's also National Ginger Snap Day today. And, you know, cookies, have some. I'm talking too much today, so we're going to skip more on ginger snaps, but just go have some of those. It's also National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. I found some creative ice cream flavors for you, like brown butter bacon, cilantro lime, and olive oil gelato. I know those sound odd, but they all also sound kind of good to me. The one that doesn't is jalapeno cheesecake ice cream. I think I'll skip on that one. It's, by the way, National Ice Cream Month as well. So because July is National Ice Cream Month, August is most likely going to be I ate too much ice cream all of July and I need to buy new pants month. Not entirely sure on that, but I think it might be true. Let's take a look at our events for today. On this day, we'll start in 1870. Yeah, not only did the postage stamp come into existence, but also the United States Department of Justice formally came into existence on this day. Ulysses S. Grant was president. Well, what do? Well, they investigate, you know, white-collar crime. They rep the feds in court, and they run the federal prison system. They're headed up by the Attorney General of the United States. Currently, that's Merrick Garland. On this day in 1903, it was the start of the first Tour de France bicycle race. Now, you know what? This thing gets about 12 million spectators. It is the largest sporting event because of that in the world. About 3.5 billion people watch it on TV. It's a 21-day thing. Well, actually 23 days because they take two break days somewhere in there to, you know, to take a little rest. There's usually about 20 to 22 teams with about 8 riders each. That's like 180 riders. And the thing is, 180 riders, no underwear. Yeah, they don't wear underwear. They wear these things, the kits, the bicycle kits, because, you know, comfortable, cool, pockets to store food and supplies, things like that. So there you go. The annual race, of course, is happening right now. And there was a spectator the other day wearing a yellow raincoat who kind of decided to step in the way of the riders, holding up a sign. And a bunch of them crashed. Oh, man. I really regret hiring her to promote my podcast. It was good promotion, I guess. But yeah, she was identified and taken into custody. On this day in 1979, the Sony Walkman went up for sale. Yeah, the first one. You could go out and buy one. What were you probably playing on that if you were around 1979? Well, probably Ring My Bell from Anita Ward. That was the number one song in the U.S. back then. Number 2 and 3... both held by Donna Summer. Hot Stuff and Bad Girl. Sister Sledge, We Are Family was number 4. But, you know, if you were in the UK, you would probably listen to the Sex Pistols. Come on, everyone. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Walkman. I kind of wish I had one of those right now. Let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Dan Aykroyd is 69. Liv Tyler is 44. Pamela Anderson is 54. Stormy Reed is 18. Missy Elliott, big 5-0 today. Princess Diana was born on this day in 1960, as was Carl Lewis. He turns 60 today. That is your look at July 1st. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart, and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, head over to our website and let us know. We'd love to hear from you. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. Have some ice cream. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.